Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the mountains, is given the title of a song of ascent to Jerusalem. In it the psalmist looks at the journey ahead of him, through mountains and hills, and seeks God to help him. Survivors of abuse are unwillingly thrust into this journey, that for every moment of life after abuse will always be mountainous at times, sometimes steady and more settled, and also near on impossible at others. The survivor journey can often feel lonely and isolated, and whilst always trying to move forward, that sense of loneliness, of feeling fragmented, facing that steeply impossible mountain, is often accompanied by a silent cry of, "Who will help me?" This question is often left unanswered, as the very nature of abuse can make it impossible to trust anyone to have your best interests at heart, to want to help you with your heavy load. Life lived in a paradox of needing help, but not being able to trust enough to accept it. This paradox means that the psychological impact continues to be perpetuated long after abuse ends. Let us now listen to the psalm. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's God. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right hand he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and for ever.
I find it a great comfort to know that God is watching over me through the difficulties of my journey. I have been through what is unimaginable to most, and there have been times, back in the early days, where, like Jesus, I have cried out, "Lord, why have you forsaken me?" How could God let this horrific abuse happen to me? I admit that I have been cynical and untrusting of the church's reputation. Then one day, I was brave enough to admit to a priest that I was a survivor of abuse. My perception being that I was this shameful being stood before him and would be ushered away faster than the speed of light. But that didn't happen. In that moment, I was cared for with words, humanity, and empathy. I was accepted for who I was, signposted to support. The time was taken to explain the safeguarding practice and structure that is in place in the church today, and it was acknowledged that the church has needed to improve and is on its own journey, striving to protect those who are vulnerable and have been harmed. I was put in contact with the safeguarding coordinator for the diocese, who took me under their wing and signposted me to places of support, explored reporting options, and remained walking along the journey, helping me to understand what would happen next, and checking that I had enough support from the diocese and from my own support bubble. The church I was witnessing on this day was such a contrast to what I had expected it to be. That moment changed my future, and I found a new hope that helped me with my healing. I found my way back to journeying with the church, and upon reading the words for Psalm 121, on the search for a psalm for a family occasion, the words struck me. Thinking of this journey from an unsafe place, a journey that would be difficult and heading somewhere new and unknown, I recognised the experience of being a survivor in what the writer of this psalm was facing. To know that whatever dangers lie ahead, God will be watching over, always and forevermore at my side, is such a powerful force of encouragement in my healing. To trust in God rather than be angry with him that the journey exists, gave me a freedom that I never expected to feel.
We pray for our victims and survivors of abuse, their families and communities. O holy mystery of God, whatever dangers survivors faced on their journey, May they come to know your watchful presence, encouraging each step. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O holy mystery of God, help them to trust you as they move in hope towards the freedom you promise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O holy mystery of God, we ask your comfort for families of victims of abuse in our church, for your gentle healing from betrayed trust and broken faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O holy mystery of God, you call us together and make us one body in you. May we come to recognize our belonging together and our shared responsibility to do our best to love and care for each person, especially those who are suffering in any way. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant us, O merciful God, that the gifts we have received through listening, reflecting, and praying for one another may deepen our resolve to do your will as members of your body, and make us living witnesses to your love, truth, and healing power. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.